This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule as you're dealing with this crisis yourself, helping you, your family, employees deal with this. But I really appreciate you helping us get out the word of how other HR leaders and business leaders can help their employees reduce stress and anxiety during coronavirus. So I'm going to ask you some rapid fire questions, and then we'll go into some deeper questions.
Great.
All right. So your name, title, and company name.
Yeah, my name is Kathy Hawley. I'm an HR consultant, and I'm currently working for a company called LRN, which is an ethics and compliance company.
Okay. And the current headcount?
We have about 240 people right now. And of those, about 170 in Mumbai, India, about 40 in New York, and the rest are remote either in the United States or Europe.
Great. And your industry?
We are an e-learning company and in the compliance, the ethics and compliance space.
Got it. So what was your initial employee response plan, and what do you feel like worked really well?
So our initial plan was probably not a full plan, but we just were responding more reactive. So we first met and said, like, let's have people just work from home. We probably started that a little bit. Within at least a week before any of the quarantines were, so we first did a work from home test day, and then we did we just decided to make it optional, and then quickly made it mandatory that we just close the offices. And the feedback I got today from Mumbai was we were one of the first companies to do that in that area.
Wow! And are there any things that you thought was going to work in your employee response plan that did not?
So let me go. We've done a lot of things around communication. So we put together support for our teams. How do you work from home? Most of our team hadn't worked from home previously. So we put together some guidelines and support. I'd say we've done really well on the reactive part, and then even a little bit of proactive of thinking about what might people need. We put together like one site that people can all go to for all the information. And we've been really explicit when someone asks for what kind of support we have. We've tried to be really explicit about that, so that communication is good. I think what I would have done, what I would do differently, with hindsight, I would actually set up a group and step back and say, how are we going to work together to make sure that we are really on top of this and we're getting exactly what our employees needed? I think I would have done, we had an all hands call yesterday. That was our first all hands call, and it was so well received. I would have started those earlier, and I would have done them more regularly. We thought we were communicating effectively, but doing that in email or expecting our leadership team to do that with their individual teams was good, but not, maybe we could have done more of that. So that's probably the biggest thing I'd say is really answering people's questions like, all my friends are losing my job, or is my job safe? And, you know, how are we reacting to this? What are our partners doing? Or what is our business doing? Some of those questions that people had, or, you know, what happens when I have young kids at home? Is it going to be okay to have someone, a young kid in the video? And some things that we maybe assumed people would know that was okay, they still had a lot of questions about. So that's the thing I would do differently is to be a little more proactive on the communications and really explicitly answering, allowing people more opportunities to ask questions, which we've started now, but I would have started that a couple weeks ago with hindsight.
Is there anything that surprised you during this crisis?
You know, I've been talking to people in lots of different companies, and I'd say one thing that there's kind of two groups of companies, one that just embrace whatever we can do to protect employees. And that's been a nice surprise of how many companies are really thinking about their employees first. And then on the flip side, I worked with some companies, or I've talked to some people at companies who, you know, insisted on people coming into the office even when they could work remotely, and things that maybe put their employees at risk. So those companies really surprised me that they weren't proactive. And some of the others surprised me in a way that were really, you know, people coming from small businesses saying, I really want to support my employees, but I have to shut down my business. Is there a way for me to keep paying them? What's the best thing I can do that's going to support the business and the employees? And a lot of people who had those reactions. And the other pleasant surprise is that people really come together as communities and support each other. And that's just it's amazing to see that, the support that people have for each other and the willingness they are to help shoulder some of someone else's work if one person might have a little more time than another because someone has a young child at home or is sick or something like that. And so that's been the, I think, most pleasant surprise, and that is the community aspect.
And how are your employees responding now?
I'd say there's, you know, people are still anxious, but the more we communicate and the more we come together, the more grateful they seem to be to have to work for a company who is, first of all, we're stable right now. We're in a really lucky spot being in the tech industry and e-learning industry and something that's kind of required, especially for larger companies. So they feel grateful for that. And then they also feel grateful for the support they're receiving, which I think kind of brings them even closer together. That's the primary response I'm getting. And when people need something, their teams or the people on culture team or the leadership team is just immediately jumping in and helping where they can't get support from their own team. So I think the response has been really just bringing people together and people being very grateful for that.
I've spoken to HR leaders as they're helping employees keep up with engagement by doing things like virtual happy hours or virtual lunches, getting people to lead yoga or other gym and home fitness classes. Have you been able to do any really interesting things like that?
We've a woman in our New York office did Martina did a virtual happy hour, and we just talked with a group of people who were going to kind of do grassroots and get those started across the organization because that was really well received. Just people connecting. I'd say the biggest thing we've done, which is not like it's not for the whole company altogether, but we've done a lot of work with leaders to talk to them about how are you resilient in this time and how do you help teams really connect? So like our leadership team started an hour meeting every day just to make sure we're connected and we're giving people the support they need. And then we're trying to encourage people to do that across the board. We did give a small bonus to, we started with our Mumbai team because they might need some help with some testing, getting paid for testing. So we started there and we're going to do some of that internally in the US and UK too, just to help them help people think about, oh, maybe one person didn't have a coffee pot because she has her coffee at the office, or you know, like something small that will help them take care of either necessities, food, or just some extras that will make them more comfortable at home. And then we're just supporting people with equipment. Like if you really have some physical issues and you need extra equipment at home, we're going to order more, even though we already have it in the office. We're just trying to support people that way. But yeah, I'm trying to work with other HR leaders to think about what other creative things we can do. And I think we're about ready to start thinking proactively. We've been, you know, pretty reactive so far of just doing, you know, things people are asking for, things we quickly think might be needed. But I think by next week, we're ready to take a step back and be a little more proactive.
And any other tips that you might provide to HR or business leaders out there who are looking for any advice?
I think the biggest tip is connect with your employees, either yourself, your team, or connect or have your leadership team really connect with employees on a personal level. The business is going to get done. So trust people that they're going to do what they can that they're committed and they're going to do what they can, but really connecting with them now in this time, because some people are very isolated right now and need the support more than ever.
As I mentioned at the beginning of this, thank you so much. I know you're under tremendous pressure to make sure that all your employees globally are in a good place. And so thank you so much for helping us better understand what you're doing and what other people can do to help reduce employee stress and anxiety. We hope you, your family, and your team are safe and healthy. Thank you. Thank you for everything that you've done.
Yeah, thank you, Bruce.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.